Jesus, finally it's our turn.
For real, I was starting to think they'd never get to us. I swear if one more girl got called back here before we did, I was gonna, I don't know, put gum in her hair or something.
Gum? What are we? 8? I know you can do better than that. If you're going to ruin a girl's night, the least she can do is glue her heels into her feet.
Whatever.
The date begins now.
Anyway, we're here for him now, remember?
Oh, right, him. You can stop gaping at us now, you know. One or two displays in our art museum.
Yeah, they allow twins back here. The fact you're asking tells me that they didn't really give you, like, the full rundown of the place. So professional. Whose resume did they give you? Really?
Ha! I knew I was the more appealing one.
Uh-huh. And what exactly about your resume was interesting? The part where you bore everyone with your cuticle care routine? Oh, no. How about that weird cherry knot tying thing you think you can do?
You know, that's the sound of a jealous sister. Now, will you suck it up and focus on him? We don't have a lot of time, remember? We can't have him thinking we're one of those bimbos, can we?
As if. Look at him. He has his legs pressed together like we don't notice he's already hard. We're not blind, dude. Come on, you're wearing dress pants. They're getting tighter and tighter on you. We can see it.
What do you expect us to do about that? You think just because you flaunt your hard on, we're just gonna get on our knees and take care of you just like that?
No fucking way. We're a couple of subby bitches, but only when a guy knows how to earn it. Well, are you going to do something or just sit there like you've never seen a girl before?
Look at him. He can barely get a word out. Did we really expect him to be able to take charge? Why don't you prove us wrong? Show us you can be dominant instead of a shy sap.
You're kind of displaying subby behavior right now. What? You don't like it when we call you that? I mean, if the shoe fits.
And right now it's fitting real well. If you don't like us calling you a sub, what are you going to do about it? Let us continue to bully you until our time is up, or...
You can show us what a real daddy is then. Is it going to be a Mr. Subby Wubby? Oh, temper, temper. Someone suddenly has a foul mouth.
Just gonna let them talk to you like that?
Yeah, they're just words, sticks and stones and all that. But look, if you want me to suck your cock, you're gonna have to make me.
Wow. He actually did it. He has a strong hold on your hair too, Elizabeth. At least he knows what he's doing. Looks like you're submitted to his cock already. Does it taste that good? I have to say, it does look good. Jesus. Fuck it. I'll call you have all the fun. Move.
Such an impatient bitch. It was just getting good.
Does taste real good.
Look, since you are so insistent on having your turn, the least you can do is do it properly. Here, let me Come on, you know what you're doing. Don't act brand new now. There you go. I knew you were pretending. Oh, you're taking too long. Move over.
You cannot be serious. So trying to take that load for yourself, you whore.
Selfish much? You're the one trying to bore him with your mediocre skills. At least he actually started to feel good when I took him.
As if. You're just as delusional as you are incompetent. He obviously likes me. How I make him feel.
I don't remember asking for your opinion. Have you thought that maybe he has a mind of his own? He can speak for himself.
Yeah. I will agree that my tongue feels the best wrapped around his swollen head.
Oh, he's not an idiot and will agree that it's my tongue that feels the best running up and down his hard shaft.
Keep dreaming.
Shut up and let him speak. Well, Daddy, whose mouth feels better?
You can't decide. It can't be that hard to see who's really the best here. Need a little refresher? Yeah. You can tell that. That switching in my mouth was from the wind.
My turn. Tell me, Daddy, didn't I feel the best? It wasn't just my saliva in my mouth there. Your pre-com is all for me, isn't it?
Well, if he's switching...
And leaking as much as he was.
It seems our bachelor's ready to come.
Isn't that right, Daddy? Don't you want to come for me all over my face?
Yeah, right. Obviously you're going to come for me, right, Daddy? I obviously made you feel the best.
All right. You have 30 seconds left. 30 seconds left.
Looks like you're gonna have to decide sooner rather than later. Who's it gonna be, Daddy?
Who's it gonna be?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be me, Daddy, please? You come all over my face. Not for me.
Come
on.
There you go.
Wow.
So much of it. It looks like he couldn't decide. He ended up making a mess of both of us.
But I feel like there's more on my face than yours.
Oh yeah? Let's change that.
Hey, I consider that cheating.
Oh my god, cry me a river. It's the good taste I was looking forward to all night.
A word?
No, you did not.
Take that. You take some, you lose some too. Stop it. Just accept I won fair and square.
Oh, you.
And time is up. Your date is over. Please exit to allow the next lady to come in.
Oh, great. Thanks to your bitching, we're out of time.
Don't even start with me. Are you really worried? We'll have another opportunity to see who's better in the near future. Right, Daddy?
I think you're right. You would pass up the opportunity to take a double date. Double the fun, right?
Exactly. You should definitely keep that in mind.
You'll pick us, right?